There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that, well, we do audio things. So joining me, as always, is the beautiful sounding Lee. Lee, how are you doing?
I am great. So, John, how many of these have we recorded so far? How many have you put up?
How many have I put up? We're in the 30s.
Just a couple of days early on. That always 30s, happens.
Late 30s, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I haven't really done a count. There's a lot of count.
I know. You don't count. You don't read.
Math is difficult.
I'm going to get people to help
you
me.
Know what's, you know what's funny? Especially given the topic of today's podcast is that as I was doing the and welcome, I accidentally hit the space bar, which paused the recording. And I immediately unpaused it, but you know, things happen. So
things happen. For you.
Yes. So, yeah. Which is why I have the other one.
So things happen, guys. Well, welcome to real life. So things happen. Number one, that's good.
That's why
number
two, keep my keyboard away from me. But anyway, go on. Yes.
Well, yeah. But we are coming to the end. We really just love each and every one of y'all, and we got at least two more that we know are recording. And then after Dragon Con, we try to record some, but
wait,
I want
more?
To give what?
Two more? Go on. Sorry. You do your thing. You and I will talk afterwards. I thought there was, but anyway, go on.
I'm trying to let you talk. All right. Okay. So there are rules of behavior and conduct at Dragon Con. You will see them on the back of your badge. You will see them on a lot of our sheets that you sign. If you signed up for membership, yada, yada, yada. You will also see them on the Dragon Con website. And rule number 7 is don't be a jerk. For a lot of time, we thought don't be a jerk was enough of a rule. It's not. We would hope it would be, but it's not. And Dragon Con, in its intelligence and thought, made some more rules. So, you know, we've got our cosplay rules. Cosplay is not consent. We've got rules of behavior. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. But number 7 is a big one. Don't be a jerk. So if you are at Dragon Con and someone is doing something in what you're thinking or something like that, and you think this is a problem, you need to contact Dragon Con Security. Please don't do it yourself. Please don't. Contact Dragon Con Security. Most people are really, really smart, but don't be a jerk. And if somebody is a jerk, let Dragon Con Security know. If you can't, the numbers are on there. There's emails. There's text messaging. There is if you're at the Marriott, there's a line straight there. I think they're going to try to get other numbers up soon for the other hotels. Mm-hmm. So if you got a problem, call them in. Okay, guys, don't take it on yourself. You are there to have fun. You are one of our members, just like this other person. Let security handle it. And just be, you know, just let them know what's going on and just tell them and then they will handle it. I just want everybody to have a fun con. I want everybody to have the bestest con possible. And that was really it. Just don't be a jerk. Have fun. Please don't be too doofusy. Oh, Lord, help me. Don't be too doofusy. And just have fun. It's going to be a great con. I am so excited. I am more and more as I talk to my staff, as I talk to other directors, as I talk to a whole lot of people, more and more, I am really excited about this. So I think it's going to be a great con. That's just it. That's it. I'm done. Your turn.
And you're right. There are now, literally number 7 says we reserve the right to ask you to leave the convention and refuse to refund your membership money if you are behaving in technical terms like a jerk. For details, click here. Don't click here because here is on the thing I'm reading, not literally here. That doesn't make any sense. And oh, by the way, too, the no weapons policy. There's been a lot of questions about whether weapons are allowed at Dragon Con. The deal is there's a couple of deals, and I'm sure security would correct me if I get this wrong, but, and or Regina, real weapons, zero, none, nada, not even if you have a carry license. It's a private event. You are not allowed to have a real weapon at the Dragon Con convention site. And that includes, I believe that even includes the things you might say, well, these are no longer functioning. That doesn't matter if it was at one point. And again, I could be wrong, not a real weapon, or was at one point a real weapon, then it's not allowed. I think the only exception to that is the armory, but they have, that's a whole different thing, altogether. And that's run by the convention. So that is that's a separate thing altogether.
Let me add, run by the convention and also has separate permits. So mm-hmm. they have some different things than you might think you have. They have, it's all different, guys.
Right.
FYI. Okay.
But in general, if it's a Nerf gun that you've modded into a, I don't know, some sort of weapon, some sort of real looking weapon. In general, it's okay as long as it's peace bound. You need to check in with security. There's, I think there's a couple of places where you can get that done. Peace bound, and it cannot be functioning to fire projectiles. So that's, you know, that's the deal there. It even if they're just Nerf darts, still a no-no. So, yeah, in general, that's the rule. Not a real weapon, and hasn't been a real weapon, and specifically firearms, because I think there's slightly different rules on the swords, but don't quote me on that. They can't have an edge along those lines. And even if they don't have an edge, they have to be peace bound, meaning that they're basically strapped to your sheath and they can't come out. And the guns be fake. Basically. So those are the general rules. And no camping in hallways or lobby or anything like that. Get your own room. And people will get ousted out of rooms that are supposed to be like viewing rooms or whatnot if you fall asleep. So don't
fall asleep. Like if somebody in our track room, you know, if we're in a panel and somebody falls asleep, we usually wake them at the end of the panel and go, okay, it's time to go. Because we understand you fall asleep, you're tired. It's okay. You've sat down for the first time in maybe like 4 hours. We're good with that. But if you just come in our track room and nothing's going on and you try to just sleep in it, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, and there's lots of things that you can be watching too. That this is my ham-fisted attempt into getting into our
guest. Okay, keep going. Yeah,
So there's lots of things you can watch, and there's lots of people that are involved in trying to make sure those things are visible and heard and everything like that. And one of those folks to come here and talk to us about. Well, we'll let him know. We'll let him say it. Tommy is joining us from Broad. He's a director of broadcasting. Is that correct?
Yeah, director of broadcast for basically like the videography department at Dragon Con. I'm the director of the people who make sure all the stuff in the panel rooms make it to the Dragon Con, like hotel TVs and that kind of thing.
Okay, so well, first of all, let's go down that path. What is the difference between the broadcasting department and DCTV?
So the general, and Brian may describe it a little differently, but like in my head, the difference is DragonCon TV is the parody stuff. It's the comedy, so to speak. It's, you know, it's the brand that we've created. That's like all the parody content, all the commercials, the bumpers, that kind of stuff. Think of it as like the creative arm of the what ends up on the channel. Mm-hmm. Director of broadcast, what I do, and actually, I mean, it's not like they're not completely unique. I also do help with, you know, the parody content throughout the year. But at Con, the broadcast department is the ones responsible. They're the ones like, you know, standing on the camera platforms, sitting over on the sides, making sure that the cameras are making it to the screens in the rooms, but also the ones recording it to make it to the broadcasts, either in the hotel rooms. And then as of last year, and then this year, we're expanding that, like making it onto the live stream.
Okay. So before I go too far, give us a little bit of background for you, how you got involved in Dragon Con and what you, how you got involved in the broadcasting aspect of this and what you do normally.
Yeah, sure. So how I got involved in the con scene in general is I actually used to work for a convention up in Nashville called the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, MTAC. Mm-hmm. And I worked with some guys there. Actually went to a school for audio engineering and they brought me in like this was probably like a year or two after I finished and I was looking for something to do, you know, in that realm, because, you know, as I found out after I graduated, doesn't really pay that well unless you're, you know, you know, at the highest levels. So anyway, I got involved at the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, and we started doing a lot of audio stuff. Like, so they brought me in because they wanted to do more music programming. And you know, they brought in a singer named Lisa Furukawa, who I worked with, and basically made MTAC kind of what we eventually build the Music City's Anime Convention. We tried to make music a center point. Mm. So that was a big part of what I did. And then one of the guys who was the who led MTAC also worked for Dragon Con. He was a volunteer and actually still is. He's actually now no longer my boss at Dragon Con. He's actually one of my volunteers. He's on my staff, but basically he convinced me to come down to Atlanta and try out Dragon Con as well. And I basically just fell in love immediately. I was like, this is a very cool event. And met Brian, who's my senior director, and several other people, and started doing the, you know, kind of parody content throughout the year. If you know the music video that has Dina last Dragon Con, that's mm-hmm, kind of mm-hmm. since then become the theme of Dragon Con.
Yes.
That was actually something that Dina and I, Dina came to me and said, let's do this. This is when we were still living in Nashville. And that's like kind of started me down the process of becoming way more involved with Dragon Con TVs. We did the last Dragon Con parody and several others after that. And so, yeah, I mean, basically I think I've moved down to Atlanta from Nashville about 5 years ago, I think. And a big part of it was, you know, I want to move down here and become more part of the convention, and, also found a good job down here and that kind of stuff. So,
oh, that's cool. Well, so see, Dragon Con changing lives, and jobs
every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tommy, I want to go back to this because one of the things you said is this is the one to make sure that, you know, the audio, the visual, the you're hearing it well.
Yes.
You're seeing it well, you're hearing it well. If you've been to Dragon Con before, especially if you're in those big main ballrooms that we do, you will actually see there are screens about in the middle. So if you are not like in that first 20 rows or whatever, we've got screens you're going to see. So you're all good. So you're also helping with that as well to make sure all of that sound goes right.
Yep. Or no. Yeah. All audio and video. Yeah. So, I mean, okay. The sound is really more like in the rooms, the sound is more covered by tech ops. But basically when it leaves the room and has to come out to the hotel TVs and go out to the internet stream, at that point it becomes my domain. Cause they're like, we work with tech ops to make sure we're getting a different audio feed. Cause if your listeners haven't like worked in broadcast before, a lot of times audio in the room, the live audio that's coming out of the speakers mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is not the same audio that's necessarily making it to television. So we're actually, I have a big focus personally this year to make sure that, you know, we're kind of interfacing with tech ops this year to make sure that when it leaves their board and comes to the televisions and in people's hotel rooms and to the internet stream, that we're kind of putting a priority on that.
Yeah. And one of the things, the reason I was bringing that up is that this is something that, you know, we've talked a couple of times about, especially in fandom tracks, bringing things together under one banner, urban fantasy, high fantasy literature, things of that nature. This is an example of you guys told us, when I listen to Dragon Con TV in the Marriott, it sounds, I cannot always understand it or whatever. And what Dragon Con has done is listen to those responses and said, okay, we need somebody who is just going to manage this. And that's a breaking down of stuff. And that's making a smaller department. And that's really, really cool because I've just been like you guys too. I've been like, I don't like this buzzing sound. So I want to say, and the reason I'm bringing this up is if you, buzzing sound at the Marriott. It was at the Marriott TV, the buzzing sound on the, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
John, do not. It's not con. You don't get to put anything on Twitter yet. Like things Lee says. Yeah. You don't get to say that yet.
But oh, well, no. Yeah. 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 We're not even talking about the buzzing sound coming out of Lee's in a ram mind.
Stop. This is a family podcast. Stop it. So, but what I'm saying is guys, we do listen. Okay. This is an example of it. So if you have a constructive criticism, if you have something you can say that can help, please put it down. I was listening to X panel in this hotel and had this problem. The track director might not be able to do that. You can probably put it in main, depending on where the app is on that or where the schedule is. But please put it in as a constructive criticism. Give us some info. Tell us what you tried to do. You know, I'm not trying to make you write, you know, 200 words. I'm just saying, tried to fix this, this, and this. Didn't work. Still had X noise or whatever. Because we want to do this. We want to fix it, and we want to know. So let them know. And I'm sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
Well, I was just saying, but you can just, like, people do this already, but just in case you don't know, like, you can just tweet at DragonCon TV during the weekend, and we're monitoring that pretty heavily because it's very difficult to monitor all the hotels and which ones are working, which ones aren't. There's some old infrastructure there that there's a level up that we just don't have enough control and viewership over everything, so we kind of depend on the viewers in the hotel rooms to tweet us like, hey, something's going on. In the Hyatt, we have a pretty good idea, but if it's like in the Sheraton or something, or in the Hilton, it's a little bit harder for us to kind of see that from our vantage point. Definitely like let us know if there's issues.
Sorry.
And that is DragonCon TV as the Twitter handle, by the way, not DC TV, yes. Which apparently someone took and is now under suspension. So I made the mistake to look at DC TV and like, I don't know if this account's been suspended. I'm like, no, it's DragonCon TV. Okay.
At DragonCon TV. And see, I was talking about the app. You're right. This is real time stuff. Tell them real time.
Yeah.
Tell them on the app. If they have a problem, so if they're doing their streaming membership and they're having a problem, is there like, I know that wouldn't come to you, but is there somebody they should, do you have that or can, do you know who they should contact?
Yeah. So it actually is a little bit under me. If you've paid with your membership, like if you're on site and like got a membership card or something and something's wrong with the card, or like you have questions about, you know, like just general, more like the commercial side, like buying and selling and activating the card and that kind of thing. You can always just contact the regular DragonCon help desk. It may just be contact@dragoncon.org or something like that. We can find it out. But basically, if it does come down to like an actual streaming problem, so I actually am in. I'm like the last stop for the DragonCon.tv internet stream. So if it is an actual problem with the website, then that's you can come to me. And there actually is, I'm going to deploy this. It's not live right now. Maybe it probably will be live by the time this podcast goes up, but on DragonCon.tv, there will be a help channel, help page. It'll be just DragonCon.tv/help. And there'll be a form there that you can just fill out if you're having any problems, and that'll come straight to my team.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. For the nerds in the group, which is probably most of our audience, how do you do the streaming from the rooms out to the internet and blah blah blah? Just in general terms, how does that work?
So in general terms, we actually have what we call our master control. If anybody's worked at broadcast, it's kind of a similar term. And actually, we have several members of our team who are master control operators at Turner. And I actually used to work in master control a long time ago, back in my early 20s up in Nashville. So that's kind of where I know how to do the broadcast stuff. So we actually set up on Wednesday. We go down to the Hyatt and we set up a master control room, and we tie into everything there. So like all the feeds that are in the Hyatt, they come into that room. And then we broadcast it out from the Hyatt. And then from there, the Hyatt has like analog feeds that go out to all the hotels. It's actually goes over fiber, but it's still analog. It's like standard def. But last year, what we added in order to do the internet stream is the Hyatt just gave us a nice, you know, dedicated internet connection. And we send that out to basically a CDN provider, a content delivery network that takes that one feed from master control and then distributes it out, you know, globally, essentially. Mm-hmm. We use a provider there that basically like just takes our internet feed over our TMP and then broadcasts it out to the world.
So,
okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Should this information we're sharing? I mean, oh boy, this sounds like
seriously proprietary. Oh, we're gonna come get you. Don't mess with our stuff. But I don't know. I don't know enough about this to. Oh wow, this sounds technical. I'm not saying to kill it out. I'm just saying wow.
No, I don't think any of that was proprietary.
This is all open standards.
If somebody was wondering how you did this and they already kind of know, this is what you're saying. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like people that are doing Twitch streaming, YouTube streaming, it's literally the same technology. Just we don't go to YouTube because we have contracts with our like some of the actors and guests that we can't just put it on public to YouTube or Twitch or something like that. So instead of going to YouTube or Twitch, we're using the exact same technology. We just go to a private server that that you can't just like share around on social media and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So that brings up a question for me. I'm sorry, John.
Go ahead.
Okay, so if somebody has bought the streaming membership, right? The 10, you're already coming, and you bought the $10, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not getting it because I'm already in a con room. You lucky duck, you won the golden ticket.
Right.
But after con, it's going to have some of this stuff up. I know it has some right now up if you've bought it, but it's going to also have some after con. So instead of having to go to YouTube and watch somebody's shaky video cam of a Carl Urban panel, I may be able to go here and see Carl Urban.
Yes, you absolutely will be. And so there are some, like the vast majority of the stuff that's in the major ballrooms. So you think like Hyatt Centennial, Marriott Atrium, Regency, Hilton Salon, we're adding this year the new ballroom, Hilton. So any of the major panels where there's like, you know, kind of our bigger guests, those definitely get recorded and will be available on the site. If it broadcasts, like if it happened, like if we live broadcast it, which we're going to live broadcast several of the panels, and I think Carl Urban is one of the ones. We actually have a broadcast schedule out on our website. But if you live broadcast, you'll be able to watch it back immediately. And then there are some things that, if it can't make it to the live stream or we don't rebroadcast it throughout the weekend, we'll be uploading that content over the course of a few weeks after the convention. So yeah, I mean, you'll be able to go to DragonCon.tv and, you know, see the stuff that we broadcast, but also there's going to be additional content put up there afterwards.
Cool. So there are just a limited number of ones that you get the feed directly from, though, correct?
So the only ones we have we can get a live feed from are the Centennial, Hyatt Centennial 2-3, and Marriott Atrium. Everything else we record and rebroadcast later.
Oh, cool. But that's interesting that you can actually get the one that's in the Marriott, because even though you are right next to it, that's sort of cool that you're actually able to reach out over there, even though that's not where your master control is in the Hyatt, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's actually one of the things that we liked being able to add last year, and we want to be able to expand that over the course of the next few years. Basically, anywhere we can get an internet connection from a ballroom, we could theoretically live stream from. So our master control operation can actually not only broadcast feeds out, but can also bring feeds in and then distribute those out to the feed. And we're doing some beta tests on more than the Marriott Atrium this year. We're actually going to I can say this because it's my department, but we're going to beta test getting a feed from the Hilton Salon. Cool. But we're not going to broadcast it because we don't know yet if it's going to be decent enough, because it's a brand new ballroom and a brand new internet connection. So and then we're talking about doing that for, you know, maybe the aquarium later on, right? Because anywhere we can get an internet feed out, we could theoretically bring that back into master control and rebroadcast it. But we're kind of doing it one thing at a time.
That's really cool. Now, going back to the DC TV versus broadcasting, and I was just thinking about this. It really is too that DC TV's the on-air personalities too, right? So I mean, it's more even though Brian does work with you even on some of the technical aspects of it, it's really the interviewing and that kind of stuff too that DC covers,
and the bumpers.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much any of the original content, right? You can consider that's all the DragonCon TV. We'll put our little bug up. I mean, it's all kind of there's a bit of a gray area there, to be honest with you. Even we can't really figure out where the line is drawn sometimes. But yeah, I mean, definitely if it's
until there's a problem, then someone will find a line.
Yeah, but But yeah, in general, like the hosts that are out there interviewing people, that's all like if it's our original content, that, then we're calling it it's DragonCon TV. You know, like we're right. We go out interviewing people. It's like, you know, hey, this is Tommy from DragonCon TV. We say we're from DragonCon TV. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's that's where like I guess the difference is there is a crew of people that's not my department that is going out and interviewing. So like Crispy interviews a lot of the mm-hmm. guests and VIPs, and then we have a whole another crew of people that are going around interviewing. You know, different panelists, yeah. Different events, that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, so like that's a whole separate crew that's also producing content that makes it to our broadcast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's like more of the DragonCon TV. Kind of think of it as a news crew, right?
And I think you may have said this, but I may have missed it. How long has your department been in existence? Is this the second year or third or fourth or?
I mean, we've always had like the crew of people who go around and go to panel rooms
right.
And record stuff that was around before DragonCon TV was even a thing. Mm-hmm. But it was really just last year that we decided to formalize it and say,
right. Okay,
the crew that's going out and interviewing people needs to be a separate team from the ones that are going around the panel rooms. It's basically just scale, right? Like we get large enough where we've got more panel rooms to cover. But we still want to get, you know, new original content and we want to interview other things, other people and things that are going on at the convention besides mm-hmm. just the panels. And so we decided last year to go ahead and split those departments up and say broadcast. Okay. All you're responsible for is panel room stuff. And then there's, then the other crew is production and they go out and produce new content. And, you know, even though we split it within the department, there's some overlap. Somebody that's a volunteer for broadcast may split their time with production, just depending on if they want to actually go do something.
How long do you think till you get a whole big truck all to yourself?
that's the big question. We always want that. I mean, I think that's pretty far out. So we actually thought about doing something like that for MomoCon. We were thinking about trying to bring in some people. And I was consulting with MomoCon about it. And yeah, those trucks are like, I think hundreds of thousands of dollars to get one truck. So yeah.
Okay. So everybody pitch in a dollar.
Yeah. Yes. If everybody convention pitches in $1 or $2, we might be able to rent a truck for a day.
So. First cover the charity and then we'll take care of the truck.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually. Yeah.
Wait, John, I hope you heard him say the truck is $100,000 a day.
Well, no, yeah. I'm just thinking the DragonCon just buys their own.
Yeah, we just need to buy our own.
That's it. Yeah, half a million dollars that you use for 4 days, 5 days a year.
Yeah.
Okay,
we might be able to split that into two times a day.
Oh, because MomoCon.
Do it at MomoCon, right?
So really, it's like 9 days.
Yeah, no, 9 days out of 365. Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay. If anybody gets in trouble for this podcast, I just want to say, not me, not it trying to buy a new truck thing. I don't even, know what this truck would do, but yeah, I'm joking.
Think
I'm
of
joking,
the possibilities guys. Though.
Awesome. Okay. What else? I'm not thinking of the pot. No, stop. No.
We'll just park it right there in the Hyatt. It'll be fine.
Would give us advertising all year long. We put DC TV, we do put DragonCon and then MomoCon together on there. We get some really good artists mm-hmm. to help us.
See, you're on board. You're on board. And really, this is all your idea. So I'm blaming you.
I like this.
Like, I know what the heck I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. Keep going. I'm sorry. This is really, I'm not joking. I'm not being sarcastic. This is really fascinating to listen to how you're able to do all of this. And I'm also curious how you're going to be able to stream two panels at the same time. Because that's my understanding you're going
to
be doing.
The CDN really takes care of that part, right? As long as you can get the feed to them.
Yeah. So, and we don't necessarily stream them at the same time. Yeah. Like there's only one feed that's streaming live. But what we do is we basically choose, you know, we look at the schedule and we say, you know, panel A is in Centennial, panel B is in Atrium. Which one do we think is going to, you know, like which one do we think is going to be a better live event? But a lot of times there's overlap, and what we'll actually do is so that feeds the feed from the Atrium is coming into Master Control 24/5 essentially. basically we have that Atrium feed coming in the whole time, and we can record it directly in Master Control and immediately rebroadcast it as soon as it's over. And there are some places in the schedule where we're like, it's rebroadcast, but literally it's like, you know, the panel happened an hour and a half ago and we were just recording it and immediately rebroadcast it. So, so we're not really like, it's not two simultaneous streams going out to, you know, the viewers, but, we've got both of those coming into Master Control and can select them, you know, depending on what we want to air.
And just curious. So do you, and I'm not trying to give you more work, Tommy. I know all of us got a lot of work. So do you have a schedule on the app or somewhere else? If somebody's like, I'm wondering when they're going to rebroadcast this Carl Urban, or is it just, I go to the streaming site and I'm able to go somewhere and like download, oh, I want to watch this Carl Urban. I'm just curious.
Yeah. So, we do have a schedule on, DragonConTV.org. So like this is our public website. So Brian posted a spreadsheet. So it's not in the app, per se, but I haven't double checked this. Sorry. I haven't been able to pay attention to the app past couple of days, but, we'll probably just put a link to that broadcast schedule, in the app itself, and it'll just take you out to the spreadsheet. But on DragonCon.tv, like on the actual streaming site itself, there will be a schedule there that you can watch and browse through.
Tommy, it's okay about that app thing. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's between you and me. I haven't even downloaded it yet.
I haven't downloaded it. It exists on my phone.
When I say downloaded and then I open and look, I've downloaded it. I mean, it's updated. Have I looked? Shh, don't tell. Shh, between you and me, okay?
You know what I should do? Because I already started doing this. I have on the app, I've went ahead and started creating a broadcast schedule for me. So like I went and created my own schedule and said, this is where I need to be, because I'm basically going to try to be at most of the panels that are being broadcast. So what I should do is just tell everybody my friend code and say, you can just follow my events and my, be the ones that are going to be broadcast, because I'll be at them more than likely.
That is brilliant.
Right. And there's actually the, if you go to the site, there's a Google Doc, and I thought I had seen this on Facebook, and yeah, in fact I did. It's actually a link to a Google Doc that is easily updated, I imagine, by your crew. Yes. In the event that something changes or whatever. But yeah, you can just pull up the Google Doc and view it from there, what the actual schedule is.
That'll be there, and we'll update that real time. So that broadcast schedule is on the website. It's probably going to be like the canonical resource. We can very easily change that, because it does happen that, you know, panelists have to move and we might have to change something because of, you know.
Who knows? The Rock may announce right now, for all we know. Yeah.
Stop it. Don, no, Tommy, he did this last year. He needs to stop. But that's actually very true too, guys, is remember something. Things are still tentative. Okay, this isn't a done deal. Everything Tommy is talking about is so amazing and planned, and it is planned, but we are also, the biggest thing I think they look for in directors, Tommy, I swear, is how flexible can you be when everything goes whoops? And, you know, you're sounding very flexible. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that'll be going on. And so if something changes, don't get mad, don't get angry. You know, they will probably tweet about it. They will update it. They will tell you whatever's going on. But just remember, everything's tentative until what, John?
Until a Tuesday after DragonCon.
Yes, exactly. One thing I'll say about that too, is,
and with the rebroadcast, maybe even several months after DragonCon. Yeah, anyway,
exactly. One thing I can say that the schedule itself, like where things are placed, will probably not change. Like, you know, like 10 to 11 on Friday is going to be a panel of some sort, you know, like it may not be Nathan Fillion if Nathan Fillion changes, but there will be a panel, and it'll either be live from the Hyatt or live from the Atrium or a rebroadcast of a panel that previously, so there will be a panel on at least I can tell you definitively that much. But if a panel moves or something like that,
but the content of the panel is, yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Just watch. It's fine.
Which is the fun of DragonCon anyway, because,
yes,
you know, you may be going to a Nathan Fillion panel, but somehow morphs in on Firefly, but somehow morphs into a karaoke sing along of some sort.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Or John Barrowman comes out in heels, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, it sounds like you guys understand exactly how this works. John Barrowman wants to wear a dress and heels and lead Nathan Fillion wants to lead karaoke and call his friends on the phone. We're going to go with that. I mean, I'm not.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. It's still going to be fun. Still going to have a great time.
Yeah, that was actually one of my first panels that I filmed, was when Nathan Fillion called in. I was out there recording it. And I was like, this is very hard to put on air, but it's hilarious. So.
Well, I got to tell you, so I think it was the first time John Barrowman was there. I was helping run the Q&A because that was when kind of Torchwood was shared between Brit and Extract. And so I was there helping. And I was backstage, just very quietly standing there waiting on my little assignment from whatever. And he's holding a pair of underwear in his hands and says, oh, okay, I have to change into my really cool con underwear. Where can I go? And I'm like, I could make so much money. No, I'm an ethical, good person. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's hysterical. It was so darn funny. And John, they're all fun. It doesn't matter. No matter who you go to, something is going to happen that you're like, I didn't expect that.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
This is also why we look for a particular kind of volunteer that knows how to hold themselves when something like that happens.
Yeah. Knows where to find that stuff too. Yes. Right. So, yeah. you gotta, especially if you're a cameraman, you have to know when to stay on a particular thing that, yep. Might be happening and when to pull away. Right. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. So before we go, we like to play a game with our guests, and we pit you against Lee. So,
Tommy, you are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I don't know anything about AV, and I'm going to lose this game terribly. I think I should just put my dog on to play against Tommy.
So what we do is
I'll go get my cat, and we'll just have them.
My deaf and blind dog will do better than I do about AV. I'm okay. Just saying now.
There's no, it's general topic knowledge stuff. So. Well, I'm going to give you a choice of three topics, and you're going to pick one of them. We'll play three rounds of this.
Okay.
And
do we have to buzz in?
No.
No, he goes back and forth.
So what we're going to do is, like, so for example, if I said, if you chose the topic Batman enemies, you would say, name a Batman enemy.
Joker.
And then I go to Lee, name one.
Riddler.
And then I'd go back to you again, Tommy. We go back and forth until one of you forgets. One of you either can't name one, or we get to 10.
That'll because be me.
10 each, because then it just becomes like, well, this has gone on long enough. Let's move on.
Okay.
Gotcha. Right. So we'll do three rounds of this. And so I have a spreadsheet, and it's got stuff on it that's randomly generated.
Completely and utterly random, right?
Okay.
It's completely and utterly random. Okay, so
Fibber.
I forgot to mark off those guys. Let me hit it again.
It's on in the topic of AV. Is that what I understand?
Oh, no, it's in.
Okay.
No. I mean, of course not. It shouldn't at all have anything to do with AV, right? Because it's completely and utterly random. It wouldn't have anything to do with that,
like,
or
things we've done in the past,
languages.
Or Doctor Who companions, David Bowie films, things like that. So it's a.
I just tell you, I'm really bad at trivia, so I'm probably just going to like stumble over myself. But
here's the one. Although we did fictional sports before, so I'll just pick one that random. All right, terms. Okay, so here we are. Films with a mad scientist. Terms heard in a master control room.
Okay.
Or Hanna-Barbera cartoons, which we actually did do. So let me get a different one. Fictional space stations would be the other one. So one of those three topics. Which one would you like?
This is a family friendly show, right? Because the terms heard in master control might get a little dirty.
It's okay. No, it's okay. We know that they may sound a bit different, but this is actually the real way of saying that is a technical.
And I would like to point out that this has been. I'm surprised you're thinking of picking that one. I guess I'm surprised you picked it. It's been up several times. No one has ever picked it.
Really, it's been up several times. Okay, mm-hmm. let's go ahead and pick it.
Okay, get it off the board at least.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy.
It's like Jeopardy. I'll go with the one I know.
Tommy, uh-huh. We'll start with you.
Ready Camera One.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lee.
Ready Camera Two. I actually have heard that in a couple of movies. I'll go with that one.
See, that's not fair. We could just keep going down cameras until
we'll stop. We're done with cameras. There are only probably two, especially at Dragon Hunters.
There's probably three in some cases.
Yeah, we'll have three, maybe four sometimes.
Okay. But, yeah, we're all good.
Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coming back from break in 3, 2.
And Lee.
I would bet something like going to green screen in 3, 2. Like if you're talking to a meteorologist, wouldn't you say something like that?
Maybe.
I'll let you have it, Lee, just for because I'm interested to see what else Tommy has to say.
I will also, I will do another one. You want me to do another one?
Yeah.
And I'm keeping it family friendly. Oh dear God in heaven! Please, please mute mic one. Mute. There you go.
Yeah, that works. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I'll do another one like that. Oh my God, go to black.
Lee.
Okay, Master Control Room. I'm trying to think of the movies. Let's see. I saw Network News. I've seen a couple of. I tried to watch The Newsroom. That man desperately needs to have a woman help write him. That's a personal opinion. I'm just gonna say personal opinion.
All right, I gotta buzz you.
Steadicam. Yeah. Steadicam now. Steady. What?
Not many Steadicams in newsrooms.
Okay. All right. Then guess what? I'm done. Just let him list up the number 10.
You got another one? Tommy?
Do I have another one?
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear them all. Just let him go up to 10. Go.
It's actually been a while since I've been in Master Control. I should get Mel on from Turner. But let's see. Trying to think of one. This is where I'm terrible. Like I'm really bad on the spot.
Trust me, you're not the only one. And this happens every time we do this game. Yeah. People, right. as soon as we're done with this one, you'll go, oh wait, there's this one, this one, yeah. this one.
Yeah. We'll just do ready graphics.
There you go. All right. So you get 2 bonus points for also surviving the round.
Well, wait, I wanted to hear one that was kind of like, well, it doesn't mean what you think it means.
I can't think of one right now.
Okay, sorry. Later I want to hear one, Tommy. I really do. I'm telling you. All right.
All right. So, Lee, here are your choice of 3 topics. Young adult lit books, fictional sports, or horror film villains?
Do I go with A or do I go with C? A was young adult
lit books.
Books, okay.
Which I think we mentioned this before in a previous podcast. Why did I put books after lit? Who knows?
Okay. Because you don't read.
It's the same thing. It's
going to be a non-lit book, right? It's a book you don't read.
I guess. Then all of them are
okay, for me. I think I'm going to go with young adult lit books because I think I can get like 4 out, maybe 5.
All right. Go ahead, Lee. We start with you.
And I'll be terrible at this.
I will start The Hunger Games.
Harry Potter.
We gotta let's be more specific there.
Oh,
and also on Hunger Games too. Although Hunger Games was actually the name of the first one.
Wait,
it was the first one. No, you're right. Never mind. I was thinking of the movie.
I thought we were like just saying the Hunger Games overall is okay.
There's 3 books there.
Okay. You want me to do all 3? You really are trying to help him out. Okay, keep going.
The Sorcerer's Stone. That's the one you said.
Yeah Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lee.
Chamber of Secrets.
Tommy.
Divergent? Isn't that one?
That's one. Yes, that's one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will go then to Mockingjay.
Yep.
What was the... Oh, gosh.
Help him out, John.
The one with all the werewolves and all that kind of stuff.
Twilight. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lee.
I'll even go to, I think it's the, oh, I don't know if it's the second or last one, but Eclipse, which was a part of the Twilight series.
Sure.
Oh, wait, we're naming individual.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he did. Like, it's Harry Potter.
You got Harry Potter. You can go Chamber of Secrets. You can go, I don't know, Prisoner of Azkaban or something like that, if you want to say.
Yeah. But I could go with, I'm just going to go with like movies that I've seen or that are from YA novels, Maze Runner.
Yep,
there you go. I'm also going to go with the Hardy Boys.
Oh, that's going old school.
Point. Yeah. Can you give me a specific Hardy Boys?
I surely can because this book will be in the extract available for pickup. If you have a young adult that would like to read it, this would be called The Hardy Boys, Terror at High Tide, number 145.
I will take your word for it.
I feel like I should throw in the towel after that. Like, I don't think I can get something better than Hardy Boys specific. But
no, you're good. You're good. Keep going.
Can I go back to like my childhood? Sure. There was one called Another Side of the Mountain.
Sure, I'll believe it. Lee.
I'm gonna go with, literally,
anybody could name anything at this point. I'm like, oh, sure.
It's not like John checks any of this stuff, Tommy. I'm going to actually go with a Rick Riordan. I'm going to say that wrong, but it is called The 39 Clues. It's a book that did that. And this is the one he did first was The Maze of Bones.
Okay. Tommy?
Yeah, I think I'm at my wit's end on this one.
All right. We'll call Lee to...
Okay. Yeah.
We'll call Lee the way. Well,
we've already named. Yeah. Go ahead.
Enough stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do my. I can pull out my old Nancy Drew crap too, guys. Just saying. Not saying. Just saying.
Show off.
Know a little of those too.
Show off. That's not very nice of you, our guest.
Uh-huh. No. Tommy, I like you. But I'm like,
all right. So let's go to the last round, Tommy. You get to pick, and your choices are. Oh, horror film villains came up again. Female world leaders or actors from Spider-Man movies.
Let's do actors from Spider-Man movies.
Okay. Name one.
Tobey Maguire.
Sure. Lee.
Peter Holland.
Sure.
Tom Holland.
Well, he was playing Peter. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Tommy.
What's it? Kirsten Dunst?
Sure.
Yeah.
Lee.
Okay. Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
a good one. Oh, I mean, oh yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jerry?
Nothing. Tommy.
Wow, I'm trying to remember.
Just kidding.
JK. Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's going to remember his name.
See, this is terrible. I'm on the spot. I can't remember his name. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, there you go. Lee. Mm-hmm.
Chris Evans, because, you know, those great little Captain America things.
Thing that at they the end. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes. Awesome. We are totally not thinking of parodying for Dragon Con TV at all.
Of course not.
No, I mean, not at all. No, never.
That would be wrong. And by the way, I work in a group that has a lot of information on STDs and HIV and other things like that. If you really do want some info, just FYI.
What's funny is we actually did some PSAs of like Tony Stark and Captain America a few years ago. People may have already seen some of ours. So when I saw that in the movie, I was like, oh, wow, we should need to redo these. What is her name? The girl in the other Spider-Mans that I didn't like. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone was one. Yes.
Yeah.
Lee.
I see his face. He's been in so many things, and he kind of scares me. He's the one who played the Green Goblin. He William Dafoe. There we go.
Do we give her that one?
It's William Dafoe.
Willem. It's Willem.
Yeah. All right, I'll say Willem. Oh my! Oh dear God! And I'm Southern. It's Willem.
Tommy.
It's William.
So Mr. J. Jonah Jameson himself, J.K. Simmons.
There you go. Lee,
that man was awesome. He was born to play J. Jonah. Let's see. Who is the bad guy? Oh, in the last one, Michael Keaton.
There you go.
That was so good.
It was so good. That was really good. Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think of people that were in it. I'm blanking.
There's also a guy who played Venom in third one. Guy who played Sandman.
I'm honestly blanking. It's terrible.
Oh.
Sandman, you go to the thing on Sundays sometimes.
Go to the thing on Sundays?
Yeah, you know, church.
I don't even think Thomas. I know who it is.
Thomas.
In fact, he has your first
Thomas
name.
Thomas Hayden. Is that
Thomas Hayden Church? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got it right. Okay. Lee. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else that was there. And I'm thinking, just hold on. I'm trying to remember who played Harry Osborn in the first ones with Tobey Maguire, who we've already said. Oh, Sally Field. I'm just going to go with that. Who did not play Harry Osborn, but Sally Field was in the.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
With MSN. Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it a cop out to say Stan Lee since he's in all of them?
Oh, no, it's not. He was in there. Acting might be a stretch, but no, he was in there.
I mean, he's billed as an actor, right?
Yes, no, he is.
So my son is now here. And can you think of anybody that was in Spider-Man movies that we might not have mentioned? Because he came in right as we were talking about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to disqualify you for cheating.
Really? You really want to go there? Yeah. Come on. We're all good. No, we are all good with that. We are all good with that. Because you know what? We said Tobey Maguire, but we did not say nasty, douchey Tobey Maguire that was in the third movie. But I'm not going to go there with you. That would be wrong.
I was trying to remember the other guy that I always confuse with Tobey Maguire, who played...
And it was in that 70s show.
Yeah, he
and
played Brock.
He played kind of the main character for most of the seasons, and I can see his little tiny face in my head. And it actually starts with a T, as I remember, but I can't remember it either.
Tommy, do you remember his name?
I do not.
God,
sorry.
What is his name?
I can see
him. He turns into Venom, right? I mean, he played Brock, right?
Yes, he did. He turns into Venom because Peter finally pushes it all off of him, and I see him. He's in that 70s show. It was that 70s show with many, many people. And I don't know. I'm done. I'm out.
All right.
Wait.
Topher Grace is who you're thinking
Topher
of.
Topher Grace. Yes.
Topher Grace.
All okay. Right. So you're giving that one. You're giving that one to Tommy, right?
I actually called the round. So there we go.
Oh, okay. Good.
There we go. Tommy, I was normally at this point is when we tell people to give us their info on how to get a hold of their track information, blah, blah, blah. But you don't really have that track information. So what I will ask you during this period of time while I tally up the score is give everyone information on how to get a streaming membership. As much information as you know of how to do that.
Yeah. So cool. The basically if you're a member, like you're going to be at the convention at this point, you've stopped online sales. But if you're at the convention, basically go to the DragonCon store. So either at like when you go through registration, there'll be a place there. Or if you just go to America's Mart to the actual DragonCon store, you can buy the streaming pass for $10. Basically, it's just a little like, you know, gift card looking thing. And you'll just have a little scratch off code that's on that. It's a unique code, can only be activated once. And then you just go to DragonCon.tv. So it's DragonCon.tv, not DragonCon TV.org. That's our like WordPress blog. It's like our, you know, where we post our parodies and stuff. So DragonCon.tv. And then you can sign in and enter that code. If you're not going to be at the convention or otherwise, like you don't have a membership, you can just go directly to that site, just DragonCon.tv, and then click the continue button. And then there will be a option to pay directly on the site for $30. Just enter your credit card, hit purchase, and you'll have access until we cut it off in December.
Yeah. So basically, in order for you to get the $10 price, you're at this point now, you have to do it on site.
Correct.
And let me ask you, because I don't think they ever got any clarification on this. If I buy a Saturday only, is it still $10 or is it going to be more expensive?
No, it's still $10. No, basically, it's just whoever has a membership, and that includes like volunteers. A lot of the directors are getting most of the directors are getting access. But if you're a volunteer, you can also show up with your volunteer badge and get it for $10 as well.
Oh, I gotcha. Cool. Oh, cool.
So
cool,
basically,
cool.
Anybody that has a badge for DragonCon will be able to get it for $10.
Sweet. All right, that's good. Good news. All right, so the scores are back, and Lee, you scored 15. She's on mute, probably because she's still cursing at me. And Tommy, you scored 17. So congratulations.
Yay.
So until next time, though Lee is on mute, I think she's talking to her son. Until next time, this is John for Lee and Tommy saying peace.
Bye.
That's what Lee normally says.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. to leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.